Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
There's a door made of wood, banded in iron, and it is currently closed. What do you do?
Lockpicking skills are also how I'm going to get in here.
I try to open it first.
The elf steps forward, jiggles the lock. It is.
Ever the pragmatist.
It is locked.
I also have a set of thieves' tools.
As do I.
Excellent. Am I small enough to get through the bars?
No, I think as a halfling, your lockpicking skills are at disadvantage. I think that's a natural thing. You can do it. No one else can except for thieves and halflings, but you're just not as good as a normal thief.
Mm.
Halflings are better at sneaking and hiding than they are at
actual picking. You said it's a bar, like a barred little
and
gate
dropping
kind
eaves.
Of thing?
No, it is a wooden gate.
Oh.
There are no bars. You cannot see through it, but it is banded in iron.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
It is heavy wood reinforced. It is a door also, not a gate.
Okay.
The large door. The half ogre could walk in without ducking.
Great.
The vampire count has multiple denizens of various sizes who come in and out of this gate.
Accommodate. So should we try picking it? Or I have a hammer. I can just whack at it for a while.
Nah, let's not waste your strength. I got my thieves' tools.
Let's just
pick it. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, have that as your failing or your bailiwick? Is that just a standard one?
It's just a standard.
Okay, thieves' tools. Picking this is going to be a d20. You're going to add your dex mod, the second number.
Okay.
It's either a plus, a minus, or a zero.
It is a 9 with a plus 1, so 10.
10, unfortunately, is not going to be enough to pick this lock.
Uh-oh. Hammer?
Hammer?
One more try at the lock
picking? Can I try to pick this lock?
Yeah.
You can try.
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah. Okay, what do I roll?
You're going to roll 2d20 and keep the lowest of the two.
Borrow your d20. Okay. Lowest of the two?
Yes, because you're not good at it.
Brutal.
17 and a 12, so 12, I guess.
Okay, and do you have a dex mod?
A dex mod of plus 0.
Okay, a 12 is exactly what you needed.
Yay!
Yay, Trippy!
Oh, Trippy. This is why we keep you around.
Well, you're able to unlock the door.
Good.
Hammer seemed known wise.
Yeah, it was my nails this time, you know? Just sometimes can't get that lock.
You were trying for
I opened the door.
Excellent. I need for you to make an area save.
Awesome. For how do I do that?
You're going to roll a d20. You have an area mod.
Under saving throws.
It's one of your saving throws.
Dex plus dex mod.
Yeah. Now, halflings are special, I believe. They get some special things for saves. Hold on a moment. Let me make sure.
I'm saying after you. I always just say ladies, even though poor Malwin is like, God damn it.
I don't really care.
It doesn't matter. 7.
That is not what you needed, unfortunately.
God damn it.
Damn it, Trippy.
You're going to take 3 points of damage as a blast of flame comes out.
Of the
entrance as you
AC
open the door.
AC is also my hit points, yeah?
No. Your hit points are... Your hit points
1d6.
Are not...
Oh, we need to
They don't
do
start
those.
Rolled. They're whatever that is maxed.
Plus con
so
mod.
So whatever your hit die is,
minus
max
1.
It.
Shit.
Yeah.
So 1d6 plus con mod, and my con mod is a negative 1, so that's 5.
You have 5 hit points.
So I have 2.
Oh, there we go.
So I just hit 3. Okay, I have 2 hit points now. Okay, great.
Yep.
Oh, good.
I'm on fire.
Sorry, say that again. How much we...
Trippy.
What's our HP?
Whatever your hit die is.
Okay.
Max it.
Okay, gotcha.
But you don't...
Yeah, you just get
got
the
it.
Max.
Got it.
At first level, I start everybody with the max.
Seven.
Now, something else to got know it. Is that your hit die is how much damage you do with any weapon. Weapons don't have different damage.
Oh.
Like the half ogre, mm-hmm. Your hit die is what, a D8? Or is it
D10? D10.
Yeah. You do mm-hmm. D10 damage with all weapons. From
right.
a stick.
My hammer.
To a hammer.
To a shield.
To a rock and a sock.
To a rock
whatever.
And a sock. You, I'm writing that down.
That's how much damage. Where and it also doesn't
that's
necessarily
mine.
Limit you on what weapons you can use. Like a wizard can pick up and stab someone with a two-handed sword. They're still only going to do a D4 of damage. Because
I have a hit die of 1D8, which
correct.
Seems high for a wizard.
You're an elf.
Oh, okay.
Elves are combat wizards. You are from the old people trained in those fruity, haughty ways that teach both
that's
combat and magic.
That's what my mother tells me.
What's a cestus?
A cestus is like a big, heavy gauntlet that you can punch people with.
Oh, I used a cestus in a previous game with you.
Yep. Yeah, by choice, actually. Yeah.
The best.
Can somebody
I'm actually going to have you
out?
Make a saving throw as well, because you were just up there, but I'm going to give you an advantage on it, Delphine. So you're going to roll 2d20 and keep the higher of the two.
12 and 6.
And do you have an area save mod?
Yes, you have plus one.
I have a plus one. So that'd be 13.
13 is enough to save. You do not take any damage.
Oh, thanks.
You, however,
of course
are
you don't. Yeah.
Patting out flames, small halflings. Everyone laughs as their pet is on fire. The door is now open. What
someone
do you wish to do?
Should probably put him out.
Let's move forward, right?
I got it.
We're going on this. We're looking Transylvanian in our Hot Topic gear, and we are going to get my shit back.
Yes, let's go inside. So, shall I charge in and see what's in there?
I think we should be a little bit sneaky. I think a little bit of sneak would help us get my shit back quicker. You know,
screaming a little tingling bell.
Yeah, I've learned that when you're going in the side entrance, it's best to be discreet. If you know what I mean.
I'm not sneaky, but I do have shame. So much shame. So I think I can go quietly.
Ever so much shame.
And we know the ogre can be serene. So.
Well, then, if you're going to go in, I need to know your marching order. In what order is your group moving?
Oh, no.
I'm on fire, so
me first.
You're not on fire. You just took some fire
I feel like
damage.
I'm either should be probably second.
Yeah, I'm thinking Dom second, you know, break up the ladies, and then Serafina third. We're thinking Mawin fourth, and we're Trippy's holding up the end.
Of course. Always, yeah. Always the
always
caboose.
Following. It's cute.
I like the view back here.
That's right.
And who wouldn't with these Amazon goddesses?
And my labia cloak. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Is it a cloak that you can like wrap around yourself and it looks like your head's popping out as the clit?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Of course it is.
That's fucking beautiful.
It's made of the
custom.
Most,
we
the
got that at Hot Topic today. Yeah. Like it's custom made. It's custom Hot Topic.
God, you know, God damn it, April. Roll a D4.
Uh-oh.
No, it's probably good.
It's a triangle one.
Is this? No, it's that one. Thank you. One.
You have one bonus experience. Good job.
Yay!
All right, just to confirm, I have Delphine in the front, followed by Dom, followed by Serafina, followed by Mawin, and then Trippy in the back.
That's correct.
Great. Now, the next question is,
hey,
who is going to be carrying a light? Because none of you can see in the dark.
I think I can.
I have a lantern hooded.
I have a bullseye lantern.
Are your weapons
how
more
many
like two-handed
do we need
or one-handed?
For the party?
It's a matter of size. For example, a light source behind the half ogre will not extend beyond the half ogre. You'll
so,
have that half ogre
guys.
Is huge.
So
however,
can the half ogre carry a light?
If the light half ogre mm-hmm. was carrying a light,
yeah, I have a one-handed weapon, so
great,
I can do that.
Do you have a shield?
Where
I do.
It say,
yeah.
Does it just say right or left?
Just that note that if you're carrying a lantern and not a shield, your AC is going to be temporarily lowered by one.
Okay.
So are you holding a lantern or a torch?
I'm holding a torch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. She's got a torch.
Can I, question.
Yeah.
This is so important. Can I use the torch as a weapon?
You absolutely can, but it has,
cool.
it will likely go out,
it will
break,
likely
and
likely not work
light.
As
yeah.
a torch. Oh, cool.
However, you are a half ogre berserker, which means that once...
Which means very much that.
My friend.
You know? It's it just sounds like what it is, you know?
My friend, you have no idea. And I can't wait for you to find out.
Do you mean my, what is this? My uncontrollable violent fury?
I think the note
That's
says,
what we mean,
see the GM.
Ask the Smith.
Yes. But I can't wait till that happens.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, you've got a torch. That torch is currently lit. You don't need to mark off any time yet.
Okay.
Are you going to leave it at that? Just the torch? It's going to provide enough light for the group.
Yes, I think it'll be fine.
All right. You have a torch lit. You have your marching order set. Do you move forward?
Wait, what's in the room?
We're going to move forward.
Yeah.
Isn't there anything in the room?
Let's look around. Yeah, I want to look around this room.
There is no room. You are simply standing in a chasm. There is some poo water behind you, and there is a doorway in front of you that you have just unlocked. It extends deeper inside.
But it just looks kind of like a cavey chasm as far as we can
see. It was just a door leading into the entrance, but there's no room beyond.
Gotcha.
There is a hallway that extends into the darkness.
Okay.
Let's go for it, guys. I mean, we got to get this shit back from Ass Lord.
So what all did you leave here, Delphine?
Oh, you know, it's like a crate. You know, it has some of my special things in it. So we're looking for a crate.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any item in particular that you want back? Like, what is your biggest treasure that he kept from you?
Probably my favorite vibrator.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sounds like that's dildos important to me.
Yeah.
Is it shaped like an ogre penis? Because I have a feeling it might.
Wait, do they sell that at Bad Dragon?
At Bad Dragon, yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
In this world, Bad Dragon is literally special. Bad dragon. all he does is make, like, leather-shaped clones of his own stuff, and it's great.
And go to breakfastpuppies.com/ Bad Dragon for our extra special ogre penis
dragon vibrators.
Dragon vibrator.
Now, you know, given that seems like a really approachable Bad Dragon, first piece of merch.
Yeah. Marcus, if you're listening, call us.
For a starter vibrator, we really recommend our leather dragon piece. Don't worry, it'll fit eventually.
Yeah.
Just keep trying.
That leather molds over time. It shapes the use.
It's really flexible, you know.
Okay. Anyway, as you reminisce over Bad Dragon leather dicks,
they're really expensive. We got to get it back. I mean,
The whole chest is full of you know, the relationship with Vampire Count, and I was the kinky one. So it's all of our toys, and he thinks they're his, but they're mine. So yeah, we're going in to get all those kink things.
We need those back.
I've seen that typo negative video.
Some of them were pretty expensive.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like a whole investment.
This is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I will roll the first divining pool. Oh, fascinating.
Oh, is that the very bad, though?
He has three purple dice, really bad.
You always start with a blue and one purple. And if you want, you can say, you know what? We're going to go in a difficult dungeon this time. You can add more purple. And if you say, you know, I really want the full nightmare experience. I just want a lot of death.
We're going to work up to that. We'll work up to that.
I want to dig through that 50 character stack of yours. That's when you go for three.
And I want to use every single one of those.
Okay. That was an interesting. Every single time I roll those dice, they're very interesting. Okay.
Every time I use this mechanic of this game I created, I'm so delighted.
I'm just fascinated.
I'm just so fascinated by my own intelligence and handsomeness.
Have you heard my beard against the mic?
Delphine, you're in front. I will have you roll a d20, please.
13.
Oh.
And second in command would be
yes.
Seraphina.
I will have you roll
2d6.
2d6.
4 and 4. Consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Average.
Great.
Yeah. We are all consistently average.
That's what my Twitter profile says.
Are you calling this consistent labia average?
I
mean, that's okay.
Even an average labia is magical.
Still amazing. Yes.
That's what the teachings of, I've forgotten what your goddess's name is.
Feruzabalk.
That's the teachings of Feruzabalk.
Yes.
Even an average labia is a magical labia.
That's right. The power of the labia.
Mm-hmm.
Harness the elements.
The passage extends deeper into the darkness beyond at a fairly forward angle, and then it drops. Steps carved into the stone. Even though this is the servant's entrance, it is clear that the vampire count spared no expense when it came to carving out even the most basic, throwaway, wannabe aspects of his dungeon. You descend another 45 feet into the ground, and then it extends forward again, and you feel like you are marching a very long, unrealistically long corridor. After about 10 minutes or so, by the way, I need you to mark off 2 units of time from that torch, you start to wonder what's going on.
I have a 50% chance of noticing concealed non-stonework features just by passing near them, so that might be good for you to tell me to roll every once in a while or something. It sounds like things are concealed. So just putting that out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, you are walking and walking and walking. And after about 10 minutes of walking straight forward after descending that first flight of steps, you start to wonder what's up.
Yes, I also have trap finding and perception abilities. So I am also thinking that we need to be careful here, crew.
That's why you put the thief in front.
I somehow have a knowledge of arcane lore. Can I make an arcane check of some kind to see if there's some sort of curse or magicalness happening?
You know, you don't even need to make a check for that.
Okay.
What that means, just having the skill lets you just sort of say certain things happen. And this isn't the kind of game where you have to roll for everything. Okay. Typically, we'll only have to roll in extreme circumstances when your skills come into play. Your skills basically say, I'm fucking good at this.
Right.
Yeah. So with that skill, you are able to think, something's fishy here and it's probably magic.
Guys, something's fishy here and it's probably magic.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
My ogre senses are tingling.
Did you eat too many strawberries?
Shut up. Don't tell anybody that I'm allergic to strawberries. That's so un-ogre of me.
It's adorable.
Trippy.
Shut up, Trippy.
You're the only adorable one here.
Oh, thanks.
Just with that skill alone, you're able to detect there's something magical happening here, but you're not sure what. Now, if you wish to apply that skill and kind of look around, I need you to describe to me how you do that.
I really love my hammer. So I really like to caress it as I focus my arcane lore knowledge. So I'm caressing my hammer and sort of with raised eyebrows, like just scanning the walls. And
I think your eyebrows are not the only ones that are raised at this particular moment in time.
Yeah.
I know that feel.
As you stand large, ogreish. Caressing your my hammer.
Yeah. Just going,
Standing next to you, I believe, is someone in a labia cloak.
Yep. Yeah. I try not to let that distract me. Yeah, it's just humming and caressing my hammer and trying to.
So you're trying to extend your senses out.
Yeah.
See if anything tingles.
But it's also kind of like lore. It's not like I'm more just like thinking I'm going into my mind palace. To see.
I like that.
If I can remember anything from my lore training.
I get that reference.
Hey!
From your training with Brent Spiner. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll. I'll have you roll it. This is going to be a d20.
Okay.
And you're going to want to add your modifier from your wisdom modifier. Oof,
there is none.
There is
12.
Wisdom.
12. It's not enough to truly penetrate the situation, but you are quite certain, at least from extending from analyzing the clues presented in this moment in time, that there is a magical effect happening here.
Okay.
I think we should refer to Mawin here with their stone knowledge.
Refer to me?
No, you wanted to say something?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I'm any use, because what it looks like I have are weapons and the ability to have spells, but the spells I come with are light and resisting cold.
Best cleric
well, you've got
ever.
The labia cloak, so you resist it pretty good.
Yeah, I do resist it pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Nice and warm in here. A little moist.
No. I can very notice non-stonework.
I do feel
features.
Very safe, yep. actually. Uh-huh. And I have, oh, okay. quite safe.
Yeah.
But it does have this other thing that says that when I have more experience, I can get another spell.
And yeah, you can get more spells.
And you gave me an experience, which means how do I get another spell?
You need 19 more.
Oh. Damn it. We're all working it.
Damn
we're working
it.
Up there.
Yeah.
Not quite
if you
there
live
yet.
That long.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I don't know what use I can be.
I mean, I got some blackjacks.
Am I the only one who's taken damage?
You are.
Yeah, God damn it.
You are.
I was so polite and opened the door.
That's why we bring you along.
God damn it.
I also have trap finding and perception skills that I'd like to put into place here to make sure that we're not walking into a long, dark
like
trap.
That door that burst flames.
Yeah, Trippy, like that one.
But but Trippy, you're also great at trap finding.
Well.
Trap landing.
Yeah. Elf, do you have any magical abilities? That could apply to this situation. Otherwise, we're going to go to the thief who is not magically trained, but might have a chance.
So,
I got nothing.
I have,
but I'm safe.
Starting spellbook contains read magic, okay, and randomly determined bonus spells. So I don't really know what that means.
They're already on the list.
Read magic means that any
spells don't, I'm sorry. Yeah. Analyze, protect from evil. Read magic.
Any woodwind instrument that has a reed.
Analyze
you can
is
play.
Like identify.
Okay,
essentially.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. It allows you to determine the properties of magical items.
Sorry, guys.
We think you're special and beautiful.
Thanks, Trippy.
I do what I can.
So the elf defers to the thief.
Yes, I'd like to use my perception and trap finding abilities.
Yeah.
What I'll let you do is combine them both into one roll with advantage. So great. Roll 2d20 and keep the higher of the two.
A 17 is my first roll.
Nice.
And a 6 is my second.
Hell yeah, Delphi.
What was that?
6 is my second, 17 first, so I'm going to go with the 17.
I think that's the better roll to go with. And do you have a wisdom bonus?
No, I do not.
Well, 17 is super high anyway. You are able to pierce the illusion. There is illusory magic in here. You have not progressed more than 10 feet past the stairs.
Mother
damn it, vampire count.
Ugh, I knew he'd do this.
What a bitch.
I know. Well, let's see. I mean, I have some rope and my thief climbing abilities. Is there anywhere that I could like get up and see a higher look?
Or like a hallway that goes off to the side maybe?
Or yeah, like a hallway or like a look that
you are aware that where you are standing is as if you are standing in two places at once. Your common basic human senses are telling you that you're standing in a hallway that extends hundreds of feet in front of you and hundreds of feet behind you, with an ambient light coming from, as if drawn by the heavens and scary movies, there is a slight light at the end of each side of the tunnel. However, your instinctual senses are kind of overlaying on it as if you have two different eyes seeing the same two different things at the same time. You have this strange double vision that is showing you that you're actually in a room and you're surrounded by people that are laughing at you. You can't hear them or what they're saying, but they're there. They look scoundrelly and they are passing coins between them.
Oh, it sounds like a one-way mirror or two-way mirror. Yeah. And I'm wondering if like a hammer action could break that one-way mirror.
I can go full.
I have a small hammer. I also have a mirror.
I was thinking mirrors too. To sort of get light in different areas.
Is that like...
I have a spyglass.
But Dom, I think you should fuck it up.
Does anybody, do you want to try the mirror thing?
I'm getting mad. Sure.
No, I'm getting that's actually a cool idea.
Kind of see if we can, like, if we can see them through the mirrors and then, like, then I can hammer them.
Or just to at least, like, shine light around in everywhere that we can see, because right now we just have the ambient torch and it could be cool to, like,
so I have a silver mirror. What am I doing with it?
All right, let's let them on to what we're doing here, but let's take the mirror out.
You have a mirror too?
No, I have a torch.
Okay.
Take the mirror out.
So I'm taking the mirror out.
And you're gonna stand in front of Dom and he's gonna see his reflection.
Okay.
And what you see in the reflection, you have my permission to hit with your hammer.
Okay.
Oh god.
Yeah. I like where this is going.
Yay!
I'm going to stand slightly
to the side.
But don't hang yourself to the side.
Hey, y'all don't know I'm there anyway.
That's you in the mirror.
Just a quick question. It says it's a throwing hammer, but can I just take it and swing it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
It's still going to do the same damage. That's gotcha. The beauty of being a half ogre.
Yeah, so the it says R 10, 20, 30. So does that just affect, like, if I'm how close, how much damage, basically?
Yeah, that's range. So how does that impact damage? Yeah,
it's range modifiers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay.
At close range, you have a plus one. Mm-hmm. At medium range, you have no mod. And at long range, you have a minus one.
Nice. Okay, cool, cool, cool. And that's the hit die, right? The D10 plus the
trade-off is if you use it ranged, you'll lose it. You got to get it back.
I got to go grab it back. Yeah. All right, so I am looking in the mirror, held by my lovely assistant, Serafina.
Labia.
What do I see? Am I able to see these phantoms or these figures that are hidden?
Is anything in the silver mirror?
Serafina, Labia, what is your highest stat?
What is my highest stat? Charisma.
The charisma was what?
11.
You don't have any high stats.
Oh, you sweet summer child. Yeah, all right. What I would like for you to do.
All minuses. Oh, my God. How did you do so bad on stats? It's great, is what I mean.
No, I've seen a character generated from this with 2 threes.
No.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know, man.
But no, that's fine. I'm glad you don't know. That means you're playing however you want to. So just go with it. Serafina, the two of you working together.
You're going to kill the vagina, I'm just saying.
The two of you working together, what I'll let that mean is that you, Dom, you want to try and attack someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With a thrown weapon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to do handheld for now. Yeah. But yes. Do you want to just hop on my back, maybe? Hop on my back with the mirror?
I would say that trying to attack someone, trying to attack someone that you can't see is almost impossible.
Right.
Trying to attack someone that you can't see with someone holding a mirror, I'll say will give you, allow you to do it, but you're going to have a disadvantage on it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a spear that I could chuck in the darkness.
However, you have the ability to go into rage.
Right.
Which gives you advantage on attacks. Just so you know, in order to do it, you have to cut yourself.
Right.
And now, it's the 90s.
To get a bonus.
Oh, jeez. Boo.
Okay, I take advantage on melee and thrown damage dice roll. Okay, the damage dice rolls I get a bonus on. But for hitting, I don't.
Like, oh, you don't. I don't get a
bonus for that. Yeah, so it's still only the one hit die.
I'm going to cast Protection from Evil on all of us.
Oh, thanks. I also have something I'd like to add to your hammer.
Okay.
In my gear, I have a holy symbol, and I've known this count for a while. So I'm thinking I could strap this holy symbol to your hammer.
For extra vampire damage.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that why we can't see them in the mirror is because they're playing some vampire tricks, you know? These are vampires.
Goddamn vampires!
They're hiding in the dark. They know we can't see them. So I think we should just go all out.
Okay.
Swing that hammer 360. I'm going to put my holy symbol on it, and you're going to do some damage.
Like whirlwind. Yeah.
I'm going to cut you off here, unfortunately. As cool as an idea as that is, none of those people are within melee range of the illusion. And Dom has not broken through, unlike you have partially done.
Right. But going
with what you were originally saying was that you were trying to keep it subtle and not clue them in to what you were doing. Yeah, that's right.
We're trying to be really subtle. Like, we're kind of huddled.
Yeah. We're like, we don't know what to do.
It looks like we're just taking a snack break.
Unless you were to come up with some other way to educate these people and break their minds free of this illusion, I don't think any of you have that power. Dom's plan is probably the best one, and that's hard to say because I'm saying that a half ogre's plan.
I mean, even I know that that's, you know, it's not Dom, a great plan.
What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is 9.
Actually, that's good.
That's not terrible for a half ogre.
That's totally normal person. Yeah. Does anybody have a 3 in anything?
No.
My charisma is 6.
Though. Does anybody have a 4?
No.
Okay. Does anybody have an 18 or a 17?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're all average characters. Average. Consistently average.
But you're not. You're adventurers. You have chosen this life to excel, and that is all you need to gain a class level.
My mom kicked me out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if we huddle up here and look really boring, that we're I'm feeling this attention on us. I'm sharing that I'm feeling this. I'm perceiving
like
this.
Lure them closer.
Yeah,
maybe?
I'm perceiving this with my thief perception and trap finding skills, and I'm letting you know that they're watching us. And I think that if we pretend to be very unentertaining, that they will lose some attention on us, and maybe we can break through this trap with their lack of attention upon us.
So I'm going to present this as if it were a choose your own adventure novel. Currently, you have a few options ahead of you. Do you pretend to be lazy and boring and turn them away and hope that works? Or do you follow work with the plan with the cleric and the half-ogre berserker to try and randomly attack one?
Let's attack, man. Come on. Attack.
Like I said earlier.
Or B, I tell you what, we'll put it up to a vote. We'll just make it easy. Who
fuck
wants
it up, Dom.
Fuck it up, or wait it out.
I think we should wait it out.
All right. Looks like fuck it up is the plan of action here.
All right.
Dom, you're going
to
roll
2d20. I'm trying to share my skills with you all.
However, you have two attack dice, which means you're going to roll 3d20 and take the better of the...
Can I borrow your...
Or take the worse... Of the
worst two.
The worst two of the three.
Not the best two, the worst two. All right. And I'm picturing, this is what I'm picturing right now, is literally like Seraphine is on my back holding the mirror.
No, I did not consent to being on your back. I'm to the side.
I'll go on your back. I've strapped you on my back like a backpack.
Damn it.
This is an awesome picture. I like it.
This is so you don't get hurt, okay? Because I'm going to go like full whirlwind on this
place.
So I just don't want anyone to get hurt. Here, all Trippy, right. Hold the torch.
Got it.
Everyone,
I'm a little flammable, so be careful.
I have to concentrate, everyone.
14. Oh,
that's a that is a natural one. So
14 and 2, right?
No, it's the worst two. So 1 and 2.
Oh no.
I'm gonna just take a wild guess that doesn't hit anything. Except myself.
What happens is you just sort of, you very quickly, you're an elderly cleric? Was that it?
Middle-aged.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you're a 30-something-year-old human cleric.
Who is very young,
climbed upon the back of this massive gender-neutral half-ogre. And
maybe thrown, a little against her will.
And thrown, it helped them throw a hammer at into the void.
Well-caressed hammer.
They miss wildly. However, the hammer through the mirror, and you, with the mirror, you suddenly realize you can see everything around you as if it was real. You don't see the corridor in the mirror. You see the people, and you're like, oh, shit, aim here. Unfortunately, you're half ogre. You know, they're a little slow. The hammer goes wild, but everyone else sees, you're like, what are you doing? The hammer goes through the wall. I will allow everyone a mind to save with an advantage. So you're going to roll 2 20-sided dice.
2 20.
And you automatically succeed, Delphine.
This is 20.
Because you have already been sort of clued in.
Are we taking the... Ooh, that's a 20. Where were you before?
I got a 12 and a 19.
19 is the better of the two of those.
I got a 13 and an 11.
13 is the better of the two of those.
Trippy!
With a mind to save, I believe you're going to add your intelligence.
I have an intelligence and of plus zero.
It says wisdom under saving throws.
Oh, wisdom then. You're going to add your wisdom mod.
To what you rolled?
Yeah.
Plus zero.
28, right?
Oh, your wisdom mod. The second number in parentheses.
Sorry. So then the same.
Okay.
11.
13.
Malwin, what was your highest roll?
11.
Did you have a wisdom mod?
10 plus 1.
10 plus 1 is 11. Malwin, you still are like, what the hell are you doing? The rest of you are suddenly aware that you are standing in a very small like 15 by 15 room. There's a statue in the middle that you're all standing like right in front of. And the statue has a hand held up on the right as if it's like giving stop, adventurers. And its left hand is holding, it's up and it's got a point. It's pointing forward as if telling you to go back. However, in this room surrounding you are eight dudes, all in like cloaks and leather armor. They look like scurvy dogs, and they all have very pale skin. They are aware that you now know that they are there. And at this point, we're going to do initiative. And Poppy, I believe you had your hand raised.
I want to run forward and high five the statue.
That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramunda Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firuza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist, Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, don't worry, it'll fit eventually. Just keep trying.